The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio on what is a wild day of news, Perth Now editor Nat Richards.
Good morning.
There's Olympics, there's storms, there's bikies being arrested in Chicatree.
It's
there is something
happening.
For everybody.
It's all happening today. It's Wild Tuesday, isn't it?
It is.
Precursor to Wild Wednesday.
Yeah, strap yourself in. And now let's first, some sad news for anybody who watches Home and Away. Over the years, it's been pretty much every Australian who has. Died of Brahma.
So when this happened yesterday, and it's terrible news, obviously, that he was found dead on Saturday, which I'm sure everybody has heard by now, which is just awful news. And when this came up yesterday, they said, oh, you won't remember Dieter Brahma because you haven't been here that long. I'm like, bitch, please. We were all Home and Away fans in the UK. We were your audience for Home and Away in the 90s. Everybody knew Shane and Angel. It extends beyond Australian boundaries like you would not believe. Shane and Angel were it. And Dieter Brahma, obviously, who played Shane, was the heartthrob of the 90s. Him and New Kids on the Block, like, that was it.
He was. He had such a 90s look with this sort of foppish locks.
He was Australia. Like, this is what you pictured Australian men to look like.
Yep.
He was Shane. Everybody was Shane. There were hot lifeguards walking everywhere. And you all look like Shane. And I was ripped off. I came over here and there's where's the lifeguards? It's winter. What's going on? Really, really sad news. A lot's coming out now. There's no suspicious circumstances involved in his death, which says it all, really. And it's really heartbreaking. One of his final interviews has aired as well again this morning. It was with Steve Pennell from Channel 7, former colleague here at the West Australian. And he spoke to Dieter about what it was like being a heartthrob of the 90s and a sex symbol and being screamed at by all these young girls at the time. And his body language was very telling. He seemed very embarrassed, very shy about it all, really. And actually said it was just pretty full on. He says, I think I've still got tinnitus from it all, all the screaming.
Do you know how he was so famous? So I remember I've got a Dieter Brahma story. So going back to, when was it? It would have been, I guess, the mid-90s. Was at a nightclub in Darwin in the Northern Territory that Dieter Brahma was the special guest. He rocked up. It was after midnight, and he was in the DJ booth, and they just got him to say,
the 90s.
They just got him to say, he was on the poster for that particular night at the nightclub, and they just got him to say, Jugs of Illusions are $18. And so every half an hour, there was Dieter Brahma saying, Jugs of Illusions, $18. And that's my Dieter Brahma story.
He was everything in the 90s. And look, I think everybody still has a little piece of the heart for Dieter Brahma. And all the girls in the office were absolutely heartbroken yesterday.
Has Melissa George said anything?
Not to my knowledge, no. There has been a statement from Channel 7 and they've said, you know, that obviously very, very upset. His family said that, you know, a handsome man has gone. They encouraged everybody to seek Lifeline if they're struggling. That seems to be the message from everybody, actually. Ray Maher, obviously, shocked and devastated. He played Alf Stewart, starring the Flaming Crows. And, it's incredibly sad. And it's someone that you just think is always going to be in his 20s.
Yeah.
Like, he's always going to be that guy. You cannot visualise him being
as anything else.
Old and or not being here.
And if you're struggling, if you're out there listening and you're struggling with some stuff at the moment, some mental health challenges, you can always call Lifeline Australia 131114 for some crisis support.
Absolutely.
They're always there, an ear to turn to.